Turn with me to your Bibles right now to Matthew, the 8th chapter. I will not preach long, but I want to minister healing. Brother Khanna, what is the beautiful, beautiful thing about your marriage? This is an older man. I respect him. I look up to him as a family. He kept the family together. Just one thing, Brother Khanna.
Faith.
Faith, that's right. There must be a lot of unbelief there. Good faith. Faith to move the mountain, and Mary is the mountain. Okay, praise God. Okay, I want you to turn with me to Matthew 8, and please bear with me if I'm just drinking water. We want to pray for Masha. Masha is recovering from her operation of her back, right? Nose. Thank you, Lord. Don't know how many conditions back. Okay, ready. He's laughing. Father, we just lift up Masha in prayer. We thank you for the healing of the nasal passage has been cleared. Lord, if she recovers, she'll be a totally healed person. Amen. In Jesus' name. Who? Who's? Who? Louis. Who is Louis? David's wife. Louis. Are you went through up? Oh, okay. Let's go there and pray for her. Sorry, hang in there. I know you need to be prayed for too. Louis, David's wife. No children's church today. God. Oh. Yeah, hi. Come, pray for you. Come. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just minister healing by the stripes of Jesus. We declare Louise to be completely healed of the operation that she went through. Yes, we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Where's David? Oh. Okay, just a couple of minutes. Let me get to the... Where's your husband? Tomorrow. Okay. Taking attendance now, no? Okay, turn with me to Matthew, the 8th chapter. We're going to read 3 verses, and we're going to discover from here. Look at me. Those who are sick in the body, don't rush back. Okay, we want to lay hands on you. Now, healing is God's plan. It is God's will. And the major part of the cross, Jesus died on the cross, the major part of the redemptive work, that means redeeming work, that Jesus did on the cross as a Lamb of God is healing. So therefore, healing is children's portion. It's our portion. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, we have cancers healed. We have sinus healed. We have all kinds of things healed. Now, Jesus wants to continue to heal each one of us. Okay? You believe that? Say amen, please. Okay? Now, Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 3. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, okay, he was praying, of course, every time he goes to the mountain. Great multitude followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. If you're willing, it's a question. Everybody say question. But Jesus did not answer the question. You know? Instead, what he did was this. When I ask you a question, Derek, can I come to your house? Right. Now, you see, he said, can. Then I go to his house. But Jesus, if Jesus had been in my position, he would have gone to the house and say, I'm in your house. You know? Why? Why didn't Jesus answer the question? If you need, read the next portion of scripture, that Jesus did not answer, but he touched him. When Jesus touches, it means not a normal touch. That means you are ready for healing. And then he said, I'm willing. Can you see that? Okay, why? Okay, let's read. And you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand. Don't care. I don't need to answer you. Huh? He just put out his hand. And then I'm willing. While he was answering, the leper got cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Jesus did not give him an answer, but he reached out and touched him and said, I'm willing, and made him whole. Why? Three reasons why Jesus did not answer, but just touched him and then said, I'm willing. Concerning healing. Number one, healing is God's very plan for each one of us. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The minute you give your heart to Jesus, you can be sure that everything concerning you will get healed. Come on, are you here with me? That's his plan. Everybody say his plan. And the Bible tells us in Romans 12 chapter. Now, man, just leave it that way. Leave it, don't change. Romans 12 chapter verse 2. God's plan is a good plan. It's a perfect plan. It's an acceptable plan. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, look at Psalms 107 verse 20. He sent his word. Everybody say, he sent his word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Now, his word is none other than Jesus himself. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became God himself. Does it make sense? And many years later, that word was crucified, that word died, that word was buried, and on the third day, that word rose again, and now that word is seated at the right hand throne of the Father, and he is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. So it's God's plan. It's God's plan. Everybody say it's God's plan. And God does not use sickness to deal with you. No. God doesn't use sickness to deal with your sin. It's not true. Otherwise, Jesus would not have died on the cross for you and I. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Okay, so therefore, we also read in Jeremiah 33 and verse 6. This is God's plan. Jeremiah, behold, I'll bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. In other words, God deals with his people with healing and health. Are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? Not only that, come on, church, let me just turn your attention to a portion of scripture in the Bible. This is in Exodus, the 15th chapter. You can read from 22 onwards. The children of Israel, they have just crossed the Red Sea, and they are 3 days into the wilderness. Everybody say 3 days. And 3 days they've exhausted all the water supply. And they were thirsty. And they were looking high and low for water. And they came to a place where there was a pool of water. And that place is called Mara. And they tried to taste the water. And the water was bitter. The water was bitter. And they start crying out to God and said, God, you know, how come you showed us water? But this water we cannot drink because it's bitter. We can't drink. And then the Lord commanded Moses to throw a branch into that water, you know, and when the branch was thrown into the water, that water was completely healed. The throwing of the branch is typically Jesus hanging on the cross for you and I. Are you here with me? It is a type. In the Old Testament, it was a type of Jesus hanging on the cross for you and I. And after that, once the healing took place, you know what the Lord declared? He said this in Exodus 15, 26. Exodus, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of this disease, which I poured on the Egyptian, which I brought in the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that heals you. At the point of healing of the pool of Mara, God revealed his name and said, my name is Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord that heals what? The Lord that heals you, not heals them. Come on, it's a personal name. Therefore, it is God's plan that we should be healed. Glory to God. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Isn't that wonderful? That's why Jesus said, I don't need to answer you. Let me touch you and then pray and then heal you and then tell you I'm willing. Amen? So if you're sitting here, it doesn't matter how long you have gone through this sickness. Today is a fresh new day for you. Get connected with God through faith and get healed. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Amen. Let me just share with you a testimony. Two Saturdays back, I was ministering in Kuala Lumpur, the place called Glad Tidings Petaling Jaya. And this was a Friday meeting. And Friday meeting was a healing meeting. You know, it was a powerful meeting. You know, some of them have saw this online. People got baptized in the Holy Spirit. One man got healed of cancer. He said, I don't have the symptom of cancer. I said, no. You go and check and then send a report to me. Okay, I don't want you to just tell me that you're healed. I want you to go and check. Oh, I don't have symptoms. The next day he comes and tells me, there's one outstanding testimony. You know what? This lady, because the altar is a big altar, people were all being filled with the Holy Spirit, no place for them down. I asked them to come up. You know, I called out cancer, I called out different sickness as God began to reveal, I called them out. There comes this lady, I think probably 30 years old, this lady, and I called out skin condition, and she stretches her hands out. Huh? No, you what's happening, Noah? Stretch your hands out, and then the pastor Nick was following me, so I dipped my hand in the oil, and when I rubbed the oil on the hand, it was all broken skin. Broken skin, no dry, broken up, you know. And she's having this probably for a long time. I don't know what's wrong, you know. I just prayed for her. And then the next morning, Saturday morning, I'm doing a seminar with the church. You know, the first testimony that arrives in the morning is this lady woke up with a baby skin. Baby skin. So I told them, take the photo and send to me. You know, baby skin. You know, come on, somebody say amen, please. Amen. And broken pain. And I know, you know why? Because when I rubbed oil, it was rough, like the Pasigudang road. The road that goes to Pasigudang. Broken here, broken there, everywhere. Right? Take it. Pasigudang, yeah, broken road. Yeah. Okay, that's a bad one. Okay, number two. You know why Jesus didn't answer, just held him, and then I'm willing. By the time he said willing, he got healed.
Yeah.
Right? You know why? Because healing is God's will for you and I. Stephen, God's will means God's intended purpose. You know, God's purpose that you and I, no matter what sickness we're in, it is God's intended purpose and destiny for you to be healed. Being in sickness is a lot of suffering and a lot of waste of time, right? Waste of energy, right? Right or wrong? Now, look at this, Psalms. One of the benefits that God has for you and I as the children of God, David said, come on, read this together with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Say benefits. When we go for a job, we always want to know what our benefits are. Right or wrong? Otherwise, who wants to take a job? All right? And look at the benefits here. Okay? Who forgives all your sin. And who heals, come on, everybody say all. Now don't go for the second best. Come on. Don't go for the second best. The best God, the best for you is all healing. Glory to God. Come on. Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies and what?
Fill your mouth with good things.
I'm healed. I'm set free. A good report, good things, that your youth will be renewed like an eagle. Come on. Whoa. Whoa. Come on. You're no longer a sickly bird. Sickly bird. No more bird flu. You're healed. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. But you know what Jesus did when he came? When he came out of the wilderness after 40 days of fasting, you know what was his first declaration? Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and 19. You know what Jesus said? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. If you can show the scripture, you can show the scripture. So, Luke 4, 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has empowered me. He has anointed me and to heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. Look at the first thing. Heal the brokenhearted. God's priority today in your life, in this meeting, is to heal you. Luke chapter 4, 18 and 19. Look at this. And he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's anointed me and sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And then, come on, give me some. And then to, come on. Why is it so difficult to come out? Okay, Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and 19. Okay, let me just read. I want you to see this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me, and he has what? Preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to set the captives free and to declare the year of Jubilee. One of the first things that the Lord said is to heal the brokenhearted. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Come on. And 3 John 2, look at 3 John 2. And 3 John 2 says that, my beloved, that you may prosper in all things, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. There's a PowerPoint there. Come on, Adrian, can you show that? That's right. Okay, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. One more testimony, then we will pray. I'll tell you the third reason. Pastor Derek, can you come? You need to go up, I think.
Okay. Hey, good evening, church. Just a short testimony that happened a few weeks ago. I believe I shared that in one of the weekend service. But basically, I received a message on a past Friday that somebody from Singapore actually texted us, and we totally forgotten about this because we prayed for this person at the beginning of 2023. You know, this person came all the way from Singapore just to be prayed for, and that time me and Pastor Jonathan was there, and this person said that she has cancer, and she's so afraid of going for the operation because she's scared that once she goes for the operation, you know, the cancer cell will spread in her body. So we told her, by faith that Jesus healed you, you know, that 2,000 years ago, that your healing has been paid on the cross, you know. And by faith, I asked her, do you believe that God can heal you? And she said, yes, I believe. And on that day, we just prayed for her, you know, and then she went back to Singapore, and that was probably the last time since I ever heard from her. But for the past probably, I think, 2 weeks ago, I received a message on Friday. She texted me and said, Pastor Derek, I just want to give you an update that I went with the surgery and there was no more cancer in my body, and God totally healed me. And she said, please, when you come to Singapore, come and pray for me and my family. So let's give glory to God. Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Finally, the third reason why Jesus just touched him first and then said, I'm willing. I want you to know the major part of Jesus dying on the cross, the redemptive work of Jesus, is to provide healing. Are you here with me? Come on. So therefore, I always say this to people, the cross is not a wasted cross. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Look at this. This is a description of what Jesus went through on the cross. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. Look at this, both the wounding and bruising. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And look at the third, the fourth pain he went through. Number one, wounded. Number two, bruised. Number three, punishment. Punish. What was his punishment? Squat down? No. Okay. His punishment was 39 times the
lashed him on his back.
Right? And then look at the last part. And by his what? Now this is not some zebra stripes. Come on. These stripes are the open wounds of Jesus. They lashed him. The Bible tells us, if you look at Matthew, the 27th chapter, verse 26, before Jesus was crucified, they lashed him 39 times on his back. It was open wound. That's the stripes we are talking about. Today, as we come in faith, those stripes are still available for you for your healing. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? And 1 Peter 2:24 says the same thing. 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose what? Stripes we are healed. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number one, it is God's plan for you to be healed. Number two, it is God's intended purpose, will for you to be healed. Number three, the work on the cross, when Jesus died a painful death, it's primarily to bring healing to all of us. Come on. Now, I conclude by saying this. The greatest healing of all healing is the healing of your soul. How many of you believe that? Say amen, please. Once your soul gets healed, everything else gets healed. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have gone. Everything has become new. That which is hurt, that which is bitter, that which is broken, that which has been shattered, that has been wounded, everything has become, come on, Ivy, everything has become new. And this newness is not just renewed, but this newness is a healed newness. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. That's why the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. That's your soul. Your soul healing. Some of our souls are broken. Some of our souls are hurt. Some of our souls need to be healed. And Jesus said in Romans 6 chapter, verse 23, Jesus, Paul says this, for the wages of sin is death. What is this? Separation from God and his power. Power to heal. Power to set you free. Separation. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God through Christ Jesus is eternal life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. If you're sitting here today, you have sickness in your body, but at the same time, your sickness in the body, you can have symptoms, but your soul may not have symptom. The only symptom would be you are restless, you have lost your soul rest. You know, and Jesus said this in Matthew 11, 28. Jesus said to all those who are tired and weary in their soul, Jesus said, come to me, all those who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? And when Jesus died on the cross, his brokenness, his open wounds brought healing. But his blood brought us forgiveness so that our soul can be healed. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. And if you're sitting here and you're not sure of Jesus, this is the best opportunity. Before I lay hands and pray for your healing, this is the best thing that you can do. You can receive a soul healing. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come, please, those musicians, worship leaders, as I close, my last scripture is, while you're listening to me, Jesus is speaking to you In Revelation 3:20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. And I'll be with you, and you will be with me." Isn't that wonderful? Come on, stand to your feet, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. It's time for us to receive our healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to sing a simple chorus, and after that, we're going to pray for you. Just give me a simple chorus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Come on, there is no one.
There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else.
One more time.
For you are great.
You do miracles.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Come on, there is no
there
one.
There is no one else like you.
Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Lord Jesus, we recognize that you are here with us. And you're already preparing our hearts to receive your healing right now. Thank you. All those of us who are sick in our body, we know this is your plan, this is your will, and this is the reason why you died on the cross for us, that we can be healed today. Thank you, Jesus. As every eye is closed, nobody looking around. Now, just before we do pray for physical healing. Pray for those who are sick in the body, physical healing. I want to ask God to heal your soul. Lord, heal my soul. I've lost my rest. I've lost my peace. I've lost my joy. And if you're that person who's sitting here and says that I need my soul to be healed, and I want to know Jesus, you know, I don't know him. I've heard of him. I've not known him completely. And I want to know him. If you're standing here, and if this is your prayer right now, before I start praying for healing, before we start ministering healing, how many of us who are here who will say, "Lord, I need soul healing. I want to know Jesus." And I want you to just lift up your hand to me, and I'm going to lead you in prayer right now. Wherever you are, just lift it high. Lift it high. And I'm going to call you for healing in a short while. Come on, all over this place. I want to know Jesus in a very special way. That's right. Come on. No, Michelle, let your hand go up right now. My soul needs healing. I've lost my peace. I've lost my joy. I've lost my confidence. I've lost my focus. I've lost direction in my life. And I want a new beginning, Lord. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. I need a new beginning. If you're that person, you just lift up your hands to me and I want to pray for you wherever you are. Okay, that's right. Okay, every eyes is closed. Say this prayer together with me. Your eyes closed. Say this together with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This evening. I open my heart to you. Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
From today onwards.
I declare.
Jesus. You are the Lord of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
From today,
I will trust you, dear Father.
I will trust you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, how many of you need healing? Can I see your hand, please? I want you to do this. As your hands are lifted up, as we are singing, get out of your seat and come right to the front. Give me an opportunity to lay hands on you. Come on. Keep coming. Come on. Keep coming. Get out of your seat and come. I want to be healed. That's right. Keep coming. Don't be shy. Keep coming. That's right.
You do miracles so great.
That's right. Keep coming. Come right to the front. Come right to the front. We're going to spend time praying for you today.
There is no one else like you, for you are great.
Come on, keep coming.
You do miracles so great. There is no
anybody
else.
Come on, just keep coming. I need healing today.
There is no one else like
come,
you.
Keep coming. Don't be shy. Come on, don't be shy. Keep coming.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no
come, anybody
one else like you, for you are great.
Just don't wait for one another. Come.
Miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great.
Come on, anybody else?
For you are great.
I need a healing.
You miracles
I want the Lord to heal me.
There is no one else like
keep coming. Anybody else, please? Thank you, Lord.
There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
I'm going to repeat this call before I dismiss the crowd. How many of you are standing here and you need a new beginning, or somebody at home is sick and you want to receive healing, or you need a new beginning, get out of your seat and come. We want to pray for you. Is there anybody else, please? Okay, right. Nobody else? Okay, I'm going to pray for you right now. Pastor Bowie will be right at the back. Pully will be right at the door. Pastor Derek and myself will be ministering healing. Anybody else can want to join us can join. I want to pray for you right now. Can you stretch your hands towards me, please? Let me pray for you. Come on. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit each one of these precious ones who are attending this service this evening. Father, as they leave this place, I pray, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, your blessings will go with them. This coming week will be a week of miracles. The coming week will be a week of breakthrough, and they will know that they are the head and not the tail. They are above and not beneath. And dear Father, we ask you that they will realize and begin to confess that Lord, they are highly favored. And everyone who in the congregation, say this together with me. I declare the blood of Jesus is my covering. The word of God is my position. The name of Jesus is my authority. The Holy Spirit is my strength. The faithfulness of God is my victory. The grace of God is my sufficiency. And the mercies of God is my forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I declare. God bless you. With this for you, the service is over.